Hello.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Let's see. What card do you have?
It's a MasterCard ending in 8906.
Hold on. MasterCard. Mm-hmm. 8906. How much are you trying to put through?
$249.
And let's see. I might have got 8906. I think I don't actually 8906. Yep. So I have problems with that card being fraudulent. So
why? No wonder. Yep, that's the problem. So I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I do, and I need a couple other things from you. Hopefully you can help me.
Okay, I'll try. If not, I can get you to the person that can. So let's get the payment. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm ready with the payment, and then we'll do that after that.
Yeah, we'll get that up to speed, and then we'll see if I can assist you further. So go ahead with the new card number.
4192.
Okay.
5900.
Got it.
0260.
Okay.
9469.
Okay, expiration.
I'm sorry. 0625.
And the code on the back?
927.
927. Is it still Tribune Road for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I will get your authorization, and you will be good to go there, and then I can answer your account questions. So, great. I got the green light, so you're good to go there. And then what was your other questions that I may be able to help you with?
Okay, so I just need to make sure my point of contact for this, because I'm trying to have my office lady handle all this stuff.
Okay.
And have no idea who I need to contact for that to happen.
Okay.
And I want to try to change, and we don't have a platform for us to do anything if that's capable of who I need to, hold on, who I need to talk to, or I want to try to change up some of my advertisement in different areas.
Perfect. Okay. So for your point of contact, you have the entire customer support team. So anytime if you're going to delegate this to her that she wants to call in and make updates or whatnot, she could use I can give you the number now if you want to write it down, or I can email it to you. It's,
can you email it to me? That way I can
forward it to her, too. Okay, yeah, I'll email it to you. I'm also going to send you another email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. That's a platform where she can go online and make updates that way. So you can forward that email to her as well. It has a username and password and information on how she can log into the dashboard. And then you know specifically what type of updates you want right now, I can also send a message to customer support to call you, and they'll call you within one business day.
Let's do that.
Okay. So you prefer a call on this number, right? Not the 2358 line?
No, have them call me at the 2358 because that's my personal number.
Okay.
And I will make sure I have that on me.
Perfect. Okay. And then those two emails that I just sent you, Joe, I use peakperfectionrestoration@gmail.com. That's still a good email for you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so expect their call. They'll reach out to you within one business day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. I appreciate that. Bye.